Dermot and Dave. Conversation, crack, and the music you love. Today FM. It all happens here. Today
FM. He's back. He's our favourite antiques expert. And while we might not be auctioning off a guitar worth 10 million quid like last week, you could have something fairly substantial sitting in your gaff. Rody Keary from RJ Keary Antiques is here to tell us whether you've got a collectible or some rubbish. Good morning, Rody.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Nice to have you on the show again.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
We had a $10 million guitar, Kurt Cobain's guitar, in our hands. Have you anything of that nature there in your shop?
No, not at the moment. All I have is a Gibson in for our next auction.
Oh, very nice. Wow.
It only came in yesterday, and it's in our forthcoming auction 2 weeks' time. So,
well, don't say guitars to Dave, because before you know it, you'll be sitting there. There'll be nothing in your hands, and it'll be on his wall in his house. So keep that guitar to yourself, Rody.
Right.
There's an eclectic mix, as always. Some of the things we're talking about, you've pictures of. Other ones are coming in as we speak. But let's kick it off with an interesting one. It's a watch chain that somebody was given on their wedding day. And they say, my father collected antiques, and he said this would be worth something someday. It's pretty heavy, and each piece is stamped with something that I can't make out. Thanks.
Right. Well, as most fathers will always say that it's worth something. You know, I can't deny that fact. It looks a good heavy one. Some of the chains are dislinked a little bit, and you'd really have to see that in person, and also to have it weighed. The weight is most important.
So is that silver, and then the weight of the silver would determine its value?
Gold.
Oh, it's gold.
It's probably 9-carat gold.
Gotcha.
Probably.
Yeah.
Or it could be gold plated. That is the difference.
Mm. So solid like gold
silver.
Better.
You have solid silver, and you have silver plate.
Yeah.
You have solid gold, and you have plated gold.
So, right.
But it's worth scrap value around 20 euro per gram.
Oh, 20 euro per gram. I was going to say 20 euro for the chain, but 20 per gram, okay.
No, per gram, yeah. You could be surprised of its work, because it looks a heavy chain, but you'd really have to see that. It's very difficult to see marks from a photograph, to be truthful.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
You really have to have it in your hands and weigh it and do it properly.
Okay, well, look, we work on...
It looks interesting.
Well, that's a good start. We work on radio, obviously, and when we see an antique radio, we kind of maybe have a little bit of a biased view. But Paul and Kerry, Paul Hayes was in touch. He's an old radio. I was wondering what sort of value Rody might think is on it. It doesn't work, and I'm not sure if I should try and get a fix prior to selling it or sell it as is. It's a Telefunken Operette 8, and it's a veneer surround in very good condition. What do you think?
Well, that's good to hear that the veneer is in good condition, but it's the inside is the important one. And it's very hard sometimes to get bulbs for them. We used to have a very good man locally who has since passed away, and nobody has taken up the mantle of repairing these things. You know, there are a few people around. I don't know of any at the moment. But it can be expensive to get them working. We get them in for auction nearly all the time.
Right.
And we would sell those. I had a collection back last year, maybe 2 years ago now with the pandemic. And we had over 84 of them or something, a man collected and passed away, and we sold a lot. But they sold from 40 euro to 150.
Okay, so not complete rubbish, but you're not going to get rich.
No, you're not going to get rich, but they're nice if you get it working, lovely in a kitchen, absolutely superb, and they look well.
Right. One has come in on text, actually, for you, Rody, if I'll put you on the spot. Dermot David, great aunt worked for Queen Elizabeth as a nurse. We have numerous hand-signed cards, letters and brooches, personal engraved silver gifts given to her by the Queen. Will they be worth anything?
Yes, they would be, certainly, but not in Ireland.
No.
So you got them to the UK?
Yes, you'd have to get it to the UK to get the... To get the value of it, really. You know, there are collectors there, as you know, for every occasion that happens in the in the royal calendar, if you know what I mean. And you would certainly do okay with it in England.
Okay, well, that's something for them to think about. Amy's been in touch, and she has a long story that we've shortened down to this. She has a signed poster of Westlife. There are five Westlife members on the poster. four Westlife signatures, and she also has a signed Ronan Keating t-shirt. She says she has no interest in any of these things and wants to know, is there any value in them? Are these collectible or rubbish, Rody?
And I'm not interested either. I'm a Beatles man. I'm a Beatles man. And to me, I have to be straight, rubbish.
That's fair. We want you and to you be straight.
You can buy those, I think, for €20 on eBay.
Right, okay. So you're not going to make any money out of that. Rog in Tullamore was on to us. Yesterday we had somebody who found a Sam Spuds packet, an old packet of crisps from the 80s. He says, I found this a few weeks back up in the attic. No date, but it's in an immaculate package. And it is Pete's roasted peanuts for 7p. And they have Pete the hairy peanut on. And do you think there's any value in his torn Pete's peanut packet?
First, it's not immaculate package.
Right.
It's torn, as you can see, on top. He probably got hungry. Or there might have been somebody, little man with small feet up in the attic that got hungry.
Yeah.
And he decided to have it. And I would say, why do you still have an empty peanut package? I would bin it.
Bin it. Right,
definitely rubbish. Okay, we're going to fire some quick fire collectible or rubbish things at you, all right? So I had a gold coin, sovereign or half sovereign from 1858. But I've lost it. Should I look for it? Asked Declan and Mayo.
Yes, I suppose you should. They're worth money. Again, I would be honest and straight and say you'd want to go to a coin. What do you call them?
Appraiser.
A coin fair.
Yeah.
And 200 to 300 euro.
Okay. Oh, you just dropped the Gibson, Rody.
50 quid off that guitar.
Because Andy was on wondering what the price on the Gibson was, what year and what model, but he just texted back to say, yeah, minus 50 quid. Somebody has an American first edition of Harry Potter. Would that be worth anything?
Yes, it would be. Truthfully, these are kind of questions you're throwing at me now.
True.
Again, I would put down a couple of hundred, probably more if you have, you see, if you have the interested collector.
Yeah, and aren't dust jackets very important on hard books?
Yes, they would be.
Yeah.
They would be. They're protectors and they would keep it together perfectly. And if they're done in gold or anything, they would hold the gold leaf in good condition.
Gotcha. Worth loads. Okay.
Chanel says her son Anna found a coin, which is, they say is rare looking. It's like a $1 coin from the United States. Would that be worth anything?
Well, it says if it's worth a dollar, it's worth a dollar. But there was about 60 of these included in Cheerios cereal boxes.
Oh.
Right? But if it had detailed tail feathers, the price can range from 5 to 25,000. So again, it's a speculative thing where you again have to have a look in your hand and that it would be checked out by a coin. If you again go to one of these
coin fairs,
and you get a gentleman that would look at it for you.
Rody, I just tried to do the stupidest thing I've ever done in my life, which is I was looking at the coin here in front of me and I wanted to see the tail feathers and see where they're detailed, and I tried to pinch zoom a piece of paper. So I need to stop using technology and realize that things I'm printing on paper can't be zoomed in on.
Rody, nobody's getting rich off today's finds.
No, absolutely not. There was one other one there.
What did you like?
It was the first day cover stamps.
Oh, the stamps. Yes. That was
three albums, World War II.
Yeah. Benny in Galway had them.
Yes, correct. Benny in Galway. And they were sold for €120.
Okay.
Right. He's not going to retire. No. We have 10 boxes still in the store to sort out.
Oh, right.
To be sold by the box. And we would sell them €50 to €100 per box.
Per box. Gotcha.
Now,
gotcha.
And there's a lovely word in our trade called it could be a sleeper.
Oh, what's that mean?
So it might be worth something in times to come.
Not necessarily. There could be one little stamp in there that everybody would not see, only the clever guy.
Oh, right. Gotcha.
We call them sleepers.
Okay,
and
gotcha.
Again, you know, it could be I like his comment, my retirement depends on them being worth something.
120 quid retirement.
Should I dump all my bootleg tapes and VHS cassettes? Give them to a school or something that would get value out of them.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're not going to make you any money, I don't think.
Okay, Rody.
I don't think you have anything that will... oh, yes, there's one other one there.
Yeah.
Brian with cutlery.
Yes, all right. He says he's been left Rob and Birkin cutlery. He has nowhere to display it. It takes up a load of space and he's getting a hard time for it taking up room in the house.
Yeah, well, now, they could be of interest. Each piece is stamped on Hallmark 800. That means it's silver. But some people have attachment to brands, do you understand me, and are trying to complete a collection. You know, some people might be short those actual pieces of cutlery.
Yes, I know what you mean. They want to complete their collection of the full set.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
So, but we have forks coming up at our next auction. We have them silver forks for 12 of them for 400 to 600.
Okay. And he's got a full set. So he might be sitting on something.
Those could be of interest. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. Rody Keary from RJ Keary Antiques in Waterford. You'll find them at antiques_Ireland on Instagram. As always, a pleasure to talk to you, Rody. Thanks so much.
And to you, gentlemen, thanks for your call.
See you all the best. Bye. Bye. Bye.
Dermot and Dave. Weekdays from 9 a.m. Today FM.